Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night. It is 11:30 on the East Coast, and this is Matt Chat on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Ace Diamond, and tonight we're going to be talking about all things professional wrestling. But since it is WrestleMania season, we're going to concentrate on WrestleMania and WrestleMania weekend. You know, WrestleMania, usually the most exciting, biggest show of the year. And honestly, I don't think I could be any less excited for WrestleMania. Now, I've said this on my show before. I believe I said it on Monday, actually. Usually, I have a group of friends over. We watch the pay-per-view. And afterwards, we play cards, play games, whatever. This time, I think it's going to be more of we will play cards, play games, whatever, and have WrestleMania on in the background as background. Because honestly, it just doesn't seem like WWE is trying this year. I mean, you've got two matches involving currently three quote-unquote legends, and I use the quote-unquote because I'm not ready to call Batista a legend yet. And honestly, I don't know if I ever will be. Kurt Angle and Triple H, yeah, I consider those two legends. You've got a part-time Universal Champion in Brock Lesnar, who's going to be defending his title, hopefully losing it. And you've got another WWE Hall of Famer in Beth Phoenix, who is most likely returning for a match for the Women's Tag Team Championships, which could be a triple threat, could be a fatal four-way. They could add more teams than that. Who knows? It is the most legend-heavy card that I've seen in years. And they need to let more of their current stars shine, like Finn Balor. Right now, Finn Balor isn't even scheduled for a match. And that's just, to me, that is wrong. Finn Balor is one of the most talented people on the roster. He needs a match at WrestleMania. And I really think him not having a match at WrestleMania right now is doing a grave disservice to not only Finn Balor, but to all the fans. Because, like I said, Finn Balor is one of the most talented guys on the roster. and he's one of the most popular people on the roster. And just not having him on the card at all would be a huge mistake. Now, I don't necessarily want to see him take on Bobby Lashley again, although I do want to see him get the Intercontinental title back, because I think Finn Balor is a much better Intercontinental champion than Bobby Lashley. And it just, it baffles me that they would put the Intercontinental Championship on somebody as boring as Bobby Lashley. I mean, they had to put Leo Rush with Bobby Lashley to try to get Bobby Lashley over. And Leo Rush, who is extremely charismatic, is extremely talented in his own right as a wrestler, hasn't been able to get the job done. It just, why they would have Bobby Lashley as the Intercontinental Champion completely blows my mind. Now, there is the argument that Vince likes big muscle guys, and hates small guys with no talent, with talent. So that is a valid, that would be a valid argument to why Bobby Lashley again and Finn Balor isn't. But to me, that it's no secret that I think, along with multiple millions of other people, believe that Vince McMahon has finally lost touch with the WWE universe and what we want to see. And I just hope that when Vince McMahon finally gives up control of the company, which will probably be when he dies, and I'm not wishing death on Vince McMahon, I just hope that the direction of WWE changes and professional wrestling is brought back and there is more of a focus on talent like there is in NXT. I think Triple H is doing a hell of a job with NXT. Granted, I haven't watched NXT in probably 2 months. As a matter of fact, I think the last time I watched NXT was TakeOver. So it's been a little over 2 months. It's been real close to 2 months. So it's almost been 3 months. So I really need to catch up on NXT. I'm going to watch the Fatal 5-Way from this past Wednesday and go from there and do my absolute best not to miss any NXT from here on out. I don't watch it live because I watch, well, during Survivor season, Survivor, with a very important person in my life, and well, that would be my mother. And now that's one of the few times that she and I get to quality time together, and that is one thing that we have done since Survivor debuted. I have missed very few episodes of watching Survivor with my mother, and I like to continue that tradition as much as I possibly can. Because my mom's getting older, you know, she's not going to be around forever. But anyway, enough about my personal life, about my family, to wrestling. Now, you've got the G1 Supercard at Madison Square Garden. Now, I honestly haven't been following the card. I know it's the Guerrillas of Destiny versus the Villain Club now, although the Villain Club is defending against Goes again next Friday or Saturday. And the Briscoes have an opportunity to get the tag team titles back so that it goes back to being the Briscoes versus the Guerrillas of Destiny. I honestly don't care who faces the Guerrillas of Destiny. I think the Guerrillas of Destiny are going to win. And I think... Now, I do think that PCO will... and Brody King will present a much more even match for the Guerrillas of Destiny. But I still think they'll win. I don't see either Villain Enterprises or the Briscoes defeating the Guerrillas of Destiny. It's just not something that I can foresee happening. Now back to WrestleMania. So far, the only announced name for the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal is Braun Strowman. Now, I hate that. I hate that he's probably going to win, because I hate seeing him win these meaningless battle royals, because really, the people who have won really haven't gone on to do a whole lot after. They've not really, I mean, there really hasn't been a whole lot of success for the winners of the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. I think that should change, but it hasn't happened. The direction they've been going with Braun Strowman, I don't see that changing this year. If he wins it. Now, it could be somebody totally different. The returning Mojo Rawley, who's been shown in vignettes talking to himself in the mirror, which I'm not real sure what that's all about, but it's actually got me interested in the Mojo character. So, I mean, that's been really hard to do since he turned heel. I mean, when he was a face, I was actually somewhat, I won't say invested, but I was somewhat entertained by Mojo Rawley, but once he broke up with Zack Ryder, my interest pretty much completely went away. So it'll be interesting to see what direction they go with this new character direction. So if anybody's out there and happens to be listening and you want to call in but you don't know the number, it is 323-870-3411. And like I said, I'm talking all things professional wrestling. Next week, I will be having Miss Callie on the show again on Wednesday to discuss the NWF show, which occurs tomorrow night in Fairfield, Ohio, 1233 Sims Road in Fairfield. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bell time is 7:30 p.m. And then I misspoke this past Wednesday. I said that tonight was the 10th anniversary of Matt Chat. It is actually next Friday night, March the 29th, will be the 10th anniversary of Matt Chat. And I am hoping that I can get some or all of my past co-hosts to join the show. And just discuss what they liked about being co-host, what they didn't like about being co-host. I could change to make myself better. I know at least one of them is going to say bring him back as co-host. Also, if you're out there listening, I am actually auditioning for a new co-host. So if you are on Twitter, my Twitter handle is at AceDiamond1980. If you send me a direct message, I will get back to you and hopefully, maybe, we can discuss you becoming my new co-host. But like I said, and I've heard some rumors about WrestleMania, and I don't know how true they are. I've heard that Hulk Hogan is going to have a role at WrestleMania, which I don't really mind Hulk Hogan having a role at WrestleMania. I could see it. I could see making more sense next year because they're going to be in his backyard in Tampa, Florida. And so honestly, if they could wait a year, I think that would be better. Maybe some of the people who are not big fans of Hulk Hogan's return can see that it is actually a very good thing. You know, I don't hold out a lot of hope for that happening. I think people will be stuck in the mindset that Hulk Hogan said this one word one time years and years ago, and that automatically means that he believes that way forever, always feel the way that he felt that day. And I don't think that's fair. I believe what he said was said out of anger. I believe that he was, I know he was under an enormous amount of stress at the time. And I know pretty much everybody listening or who will listen to this has been under a tremendous amount of stress, has been angry, and has said things that they didn't mean or they shouldn't have said. I know I've done it. I know people that I love dearly have done it. I'm not defending what he said, because that is a vile, disgusting word. I will admit that I have said it myself. However, I personally don't consider myself racist. I have several African American friends who I believe would agree I'm not racist. I've said that word in anger. I have probably said other things in anger that would be construed as racist. But I'm not racist. And I know people are going to listen to this. Hopefully people are going to listen to this. And they're going to say that me saying I'm not racist proves that I am racist. And that is the most circular reasoning I have ever heard. And it just doesn't make a bit of sense to me. Again, I don't think Hulk Hogan should have anything to do with this year's WrestleMania. I think it should wait till next year. Now, as far as Alexa Bliss hosting WrestleMania, I'm all for that. I'm all for as much Alexa Bliss on my TV screen as humanly possible. I would sit and watch an hour-long episode of A Moment of Bliss and not take my eyes off the TV screen. Because Alexa Bliss is, first of all, she's a gorgeous woman. She is extremely charismatic. And she is incredibly athletically gifted. She may not be the greatest professional wrestler in the world, but she is, like I said, extremely charismatic, extremely beautiful, and extremely athletically gifted. So I would watch an hour-long episode of A Moment of Bliss, no problem. So having Alexa Bliss host WrestleMania, to me, genius move. If she somehow gets into a match, if she is actually cleared and is able to get into a match, even better. But I think having Alexa Bliss and Hulk Hogan on at WrestleMania is probably not a good idea. Like I said, let Hogan be there next year. Heck, let Hogan host next year. I don't think he can screw up Tampa like he did New Orleans for WrestleMania 30. Anyway, if you're in the Cincinnati area tomorrow night, find your way to 1233 Sims Road in Fairfield at the UAW Hall. Doors open at 6:30. Time is 7:30. And it is the NWS Rumble. Several great matches. If you listened Wednesday night, we did a great run. We did a huge rundown of all the matches. You have the 30-man NWF Rumble match. You have Jeremiah versus Christopher Michael Lotus. You have Jesse Hyde versus Andrew Reed, which just those matches alone are worth the price of admission. And you're going to have more than that. So be sure to, if you're in the Fairfield, Ohio area, if you're in the Cincinnati, Ohio area at all, be sure to come to UAW Hall on Sims Road in Fairfield and check out a great night of action. Anyway, my time is about up. So, I want to thank everybody for listening. And this Monday, I will be back. More wrestling. Maybe have a guest. Maybe not. We'll just have to wait and see. Have a good night, everybody.